It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, can you remind me? I remember talking to Amber and Akron on the phone. It was sometime right before Hurricane Milton was bearing down on Florida. And we spoke with Amber, and she talked about how she is getting married on Saturday, this Saturday.
Uh-huh, in Key West.
So last week, there was some real concern on her part on what Milton was going to do and if that was going to disrupt her wedding plans for this weekend.
Yeah, travel plans, the wedding itself, everything was very up in the air. And I really felt for her because our weddings are, you know, just about a week apart.
All right, so I guess it's basically been about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about Amber. She's on the line right now.
Good morning.
Where are you right now?
We are in Florida City.
Florida City.
Okay, so you made it to Florida.
We made it.
Tell us when you realized that everything was going to be okay, that this Saturday's wedding was going to be able to go off without any issues.
So we watched the news. And we saw that it was moving out. And then we contacted the homeowner through Airbnb. And he personally went down and checked on the property and said everything was fine. So I took his word for it.
Oh, good. I'm glad that he was able to do that and give you like some peace of mind there. I'm sure that that had to be so nice for you.
Yes, even the wedding coordinator, he emailed us as well and said that everything looks great. There was just a little bit of cleanup they had to do at the beach. And other than that, like, everything would be fine for Saturday. So I was like, okay, I think we'll be good.
Yay! Oh my gosh, that makes me so happy, though. Are you getting so excited?
I am.
I was going to say, now that, like, all the stress of worrying, because you already worry about a wedding. There's already so much anxiety around weddings. And then Milton on top of that is just, like, double whammy. So I'm sure that you've got to be so stoked.
Yeah, we got pushed back, I would say, a few hours due to traffic because of, like, them detouring Tennessee, North Carolina, through different parts of Tennessee. And then, like, once we got down in Georgia, it was, like, bumper to bumper, nonstop for about 2 hours. And I feel like that was the longest part of it.
Well, you made it.
Yeah, well, you're in Florida City anyway. You still got a little ways to go.
We have 2 hours and 40 minutes.
You're in the home stretch, girlfriend. You got this.
We got this.
How about guests for the wedding? Did you hear from anybody that had their travel plans change because of Milton?
We did have 5 people back out due to the weather because they were scared. But I feel like this is going to be something, once they see the pictures, they're going to kick themselves in the butt for not going.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, there's 5 open seats available. Bill, do you have any plans this weekend? You want to hop in the car real quick and drive down to Amber's wedding?
Wait a minute. The guests pulled out before the hurricane or after the hurricane?
After.
Huh. I think they were going to bail anyway. They were just looking for an excuse.
I'm starting to feel that way.
Yeah, they're definitely going to kick themselves.
Is it a beach wedding on Saturday?
Yes. We're getting married on Smathers Beach.
Well, be sure to send us some pictures if you think of us.
Yes, I will definitely send pictures.
I'm sure you won't think of us Saturday, but when you eventually do think of us again, please send a picture. We'd love to see your wedding day.
I will.
I can't wait to welcome you to the Wife Club.
Thank you.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Nice to have you with us. It was sad to find out about Liam Payne yesterday afternoon. He has passed away at 31 years old after falling from a third-floor hotel room in Argentina. It happened yesterday a little after 5 p.m. The circumstances of the fall were unclear. I've seen reports that witnesses were reporting erratic behavior by him earlier in the day.
I did see that, too, on TMZ.
And I don't want to speculate on anything else about that. So I didn't live through Beatlemania, and I didn't experience Elvis. But as far as artists or bands who have had an impact on the music industry and pop culture and the legion of fans that they have created, I think One Direction is right there at the top.
You know, that's actually what I was going to say, is One Direction and the craze of them came a little after my time. I wasn't quite in that. But I think that what really is like striking me about Liam's passing, other than how sad it is that for a lot of Gen Z, this is like their first very big celebrity death.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even just being on TikTok last night, seeing a lot of kids actually crying like hysterically, and that this is part of their childhood that they feel like just died. And I feel really bad about it. So if you have, you know, a daughter or a kid that loved One Direction today, maybe be a little patient with them. This might be the first time a lot of them are going through a death that's unexpected like this.
I remember back in 2011. So right after One Direction was founded back mm-hmm. in 2010, they went on tour. I was working in Phoenix and One Direction came through Phoenix for a show. And we were allowed backstage for an interview with Harry Styles and Liam Payne.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just kids back then. And we recorded the interview. And then on the air, we promoted it. We said, Harry Styles and Liam Payne on the show tomorrow at 7:50. And the following morning, when I arrived at the radio station, at 4 a.m., that's when I arrived at work, there was a massive crowd of people standing outside in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
And they were there because they wanted to see Harry and Liam.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't actually coming to the radio station. We pre-recorded the interview. But I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
In all the years that I've been working in radio. The loyalty and the passion from those fans. Like, they loved every single member of that band.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just like every other boy band. Everybody picks their favorite mm-hmm. and the one that you really connect with the most. So yeah, I'm really feeling for the Directioners today. I know a lot of people have been really holding out even for like a reunion, and this isn't the time to dwell on that, but
yeah.
I think that, you know, it really came out of the blue. I feel really, really bad for his family, for people that cared about him, his
yes.
fans.
Yes, and his 7-year-old son who lost his dad yesterday.
Yeah.
That hit me pretty hard. Rest in peace, Liam Payne, 31 years old. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're ready to hash it out this morning. It's mother and daughter hashing it out.
Uh-oh.
Amanda is the daughter. Kathy is the mom. They both sound lovely. And so I really want to come up with some sort of a solution here. I don't want there to be a rift between these two.
No, that's always the worst.
They sound so nice. Amanda, good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Why do you have an issue with your mom, who, by the way, is here? Kathy is here. We're going to talk to her in a second. But Amanda, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so I am 7 months pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. My husband and I, we are so pumped. This is our first baby. We're so excited to welcome it into the world. And we're both in agreement that we don't care what the baby's gender is. And we don't want to know. We want it to be a surprise.
Okay.
But my mother will not stop pressing us because she needs to know if we're having a boy or a girl.
I knew right when she said, but my mother, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
I knew it was something. I just didn't know it would be that.
It is. I mean, I can't. She is actually making my pregnancy about her.
Mm-hmm.
Get this. She even went as far as to try to call our doctor to see if she could get the gender from our doctor.
No.
Behind our back.
No, Kathy.
That's a big fat HIPAA violation.
Kathy.
Okay. And
hold on, Kathy. We're going to get to you in a second. Is that all your evidence, Amanda, that you wanted to bring to the court?
That is my evidence, and I just want, like, we've been so happy, and this is like the one dark cloud over what is supposed to be like the happiest, most joyous time of our lives, and it's driving us insane.
Kathy,
you got some explaining to do.
Okay, she's making me sound like, you know, that monster mom, and this is just not fair. It's so not fair. The only reason I totally respect my daughter and her husband's wishes, that's just fine. I only call the doctor because you may not want to know the baby's gender, but I do. I mean, so terrible that I just figured I would not tell her that I was doing this. This is my very, very, very first grandchild.
I just don't understand why you can't accept that we want to keep it a surprise. You only have to wait like a few more weeks.
And why can't I know so I can prepare? You know how I like to prepare for things. I'm so excited. I am so over the moon. I don't know. I want to know.
We are just praying for a happy, healthy baby with 10 fingers and 10 toes. That's it. You should be doing the same.
That is an absolute given. And I promise I wouldn't tell you, and I would keep it a secret from you. And I don't see why you won't let me have this.
Okay. Amanda and Kathy, we're going to stop you right there. I will say this. I do feel the joy.
I know. I've never felt so much love in a hash it out.
Right. I do feel that. However, I think this is so obvious. Kathy is so far out of bounds right now, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, Kathy. I'm sorry.
216-474-0104. We're going to hash this out. I don't know how much we have to hash out. I don't know if anybody is actually going to be on Kathy's side.
Kathy, I just can't believe you called the doctor.
Hey, you know what? I had the number.
Hey, shoot your shot, right, Kathy?
May as well give it a try.
This might turn into a therapy session for Kathy or even for Amanda. Like, how does she deal with her mother here? 216-474-0104. Hash it out next on the Q Morning Show.
Is it that sweet? I guess so. That's that me espresso.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're hashing it out. Amanda and Kathy. Amanda and her husband are expecting their first baby in the next, 2 months?
Yeah.
They do not want to know the sex of the baby.
But the thing is that this is also Kathy's first grandchild.
And she does want to know the sex of the baby.
She really wants to know.
She even went as far as phoning the doctor's office.
That's just crazy to me.
To see if she could get that information.
That is wild.
Let's go to calls. Katie in Green. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Is your blood boiling this morning?
100%. I am fuming in my car right now, and I don't even know these people. I'm sorry.
Now, why do you feel this way? What triggered you?
So I'm pregnant with my second. So congratulations, Amanda. It's great.
And to you.
Thank you. This is just like a boundary issue. Like, once this baby's in this world, what other boundaries is Kathy going to cross that she doesn't agree with that Amanda and her husband have decided?
Yes.
That's a good point.
Looking long term.
Baby's not even here yet, and this is already proving to be an issue.
At least Amanda is recognizing it.
Yeah.
Though, in advance. Let's see. Kelly in Cleveland. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
What were your thoughts on Hash It Out this morning?
Oof, that was not cool on Kathy Sparks' Call the Doctor, especially. I think that she should be just as excited as her daughter, if not more, if it's her first grandbaby. She should be supportive as well because it is her daughter. And there's so many gender-neutral clothes and things she can buy if she's really that worried about planning.
That's an excellent point.
You know, that's what I was thinking. Like, the baby, whether it's a boy or girl, that baby is not going to care if it's wearing blue, pink, orange, yellow, green. Like, they're going to have no idea. You don't have to know the gender of the baby to be able to buy clothes and toys and stuff.
Chris is listening to us in Cleveland. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a mother-in-law like this, like Kathy?
No, fortunately not. But we did keep a secret, all three of our children. And I actually got to say what the sex was when the baby came out, which was great. But my concern is, like, everybody tends to, when they're talking about a baby, just out of normalcy, say she, he, her, him. And at this point, it'll mean nothing, right? Because nobody knows. But if mom knows, Kathy knows, and she throws out a he, her, you know, there's this immediate sense of, is she telling me what the baby is?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I didn't even think about that. It could slip up like that, and that would be, I wouldn't even think about that.
I did that yesterday, telling a story that I was trying to keep the gender neutral. And I kept saying, I would say he, and then I was like, they.
They. Yeah, yeah, so, no, that's a good point.
Sorry, Kathy. I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but I think.
I don't know what else you were expecting, though, Kath.
I think everybody is telling you to back off.
Just be excited for your grandbaby.
You've got 2 months to go. You can wait just like everybody else. And
they're almost here.
It's going to be so much fun in about 2 months. So just hang tight there, Kathy.
You can do this.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way this morning. We have more Cedar Point Hollow Weekends tickets. Happy birthday today to Eminem.
Oh.
It's his birthday today.
It's his birthday.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Let's say good morning to Brooke in Menor. Good morning, Brooke.
Hi.
Let's see if we can break this streak that Alyssa is building up right now. It's 5 wins in a row during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Are you ready to take her on?
Yes.
A 3-question trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here are your 3 questions, Brooke. Question number 1. What brand of toilet paper is known for its cartoon bears and the slogan, "Enjoy the Go"?
Charmin.
Question 2. Eminem's birthday is today. What is the name of Eminem's biological daughter?
Oh, I don't know. This is a hard question. I'm just going to go Tracy. I have no idea.
Question three. Which U.S. holiday is dedicated only to planting and nurturing trees?
Arbor Day?
Brooke, how do you think you did?
Probably not well.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I was not very confident in my answers.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Brooke, you did better than you think.
Okay.
You went 2 for 3 today.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad at all. Alyssa Rose is returning to the studio, putting her headphones on right now. Meet Brooke and Menner.
Oh, hi, Brooke.
Hi.
She just went 2 for 3 today.
2 for 3. Okay. So I got my work cut out.
You sure do. Are you ready for your 3 questions, Alyssa?
I'm ready. Let's go.
What brand of toilet paper is known for its cartoon bears and the slogan, "Enjoy the go"?
Charmin.
That's some pretty good marketing there for Charmin.
It really is. That commercial is burned in my brain.
I didn't think anybody would know that one. Question 2. Eminem's birthday is today. What is the name of Eminem's biological daughter?
Oh, Haley.
Tied at 2. Here is the question that Alyssa needs to win. Which U.S. holiday is dedicated only to planting and nurturing trees?
Arbor Day.
Alyssa gets all 3 today.
Hey, let's go.
She wins outright, Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Shout out to Kent, Ohio, the tree city, for making me know Arbor Day.
Is that how you knew that one?
That's how I knew that one.
Brooke and Menner, I thought those were very difficult questions today. Alyssa gets all 3. Brooke, we have some parting gifts for you, however. How about tickets to Hollow Weekends at Cedar Point?
Yay! Awesome!
Brooke, what ride are you most excited to ride?
Oh, I love Steel Vengeance. Like, that's my all-time favorite.
I actually just rode that one for the first time.
Really? I think that one's so fun. And, like, so I'm an engineer, and so, like, just the engineering mechanics behind it are, like, so intricate because, like, that one's, like, allowed to move because it's a wooden coaster. It's just, like, that one's crazy to me.
Oh, you're smarter than us. You lost me when you said engineer. I was like, oh, no.
My name is Brooke, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
The way you hold me, feels so holy.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Glad you could be with us. So I got a text from my wife yesterday. And it was right around 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Happy Sweetest Day." And I,
oh, wait, that was yesterday.
Well, no, hold on. Then I texted back, "Ha ha, that's today." And then I texted her back, "Happy Sweetest Day." And I put a purple heart.
Aw.
And she's like, "Isn't it? I always thought it was October 16th.
I thought it was too.
And then we both Googled it, apparently. No, Sweetest Day is on Saturday.
What? Did they change that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a fake holiday anyways.
Yeah.
It's literally only an Ohio holiday. I feel like I need to, like, set that precedent. If nobody has ever lived somewhere else, this is only an Ohio holiday. Nobody outside of this region celebrates Sweetest Day.
I totally forgot about it.
Like, I did too.
I forgot about it from my life. It was erased from my life.
You like, just put it in the very back of your mind.
I think the last person that ever brought up Sweetest Day, I think I was in high school. Like, I think that's how long ago it's
wow.
been.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I've been keeping it in the back of my mind because I cannot wait to give my new husband, Bryce, crap about not telling me Happy Sweetest Day.
Oh,
he's not going to know what it is.
You cannot give your husband crap.
I'm going to.
For not knowing about a made-up Ohio holiday.
I know, but I'm going to because he's in Ohio now. He's an Ohioan.
And he should have known about that?
And like, he should have known. He should have done his research. Isn't that in the welcome packet when yes. you become a resident here?
Yes, you must take an entrance exam.
Yeah.
Whenever you cross the border. And that should be on the list.
It really should be.
I don't know. Do people still celebrate Sweetest Day? Like, as an adult, do even the younger generation know about Sweetest Day? Like, who still celebrates Sweetest Day? I guess that's what we're asking.
I barely celebrate Valentine's Day, so... Yeah, I don't really do anything for Sweetest Day. other than plot how I'm going to make my husband feel bad.
Right. 216-474-0104. If you still celebrate Sweetest Day and you've been in a relationship for a long time, we'd love to talk to you. So that's this weekend. So it's Saturday. Don't forget.
So don't forget. We are telling you now. You have plenty of time to prepare.
It's going
to
be a busy weekend.
It is. We have so much happening this weekend.
A potential game five for the Guardians and Yankees. I say there's going to be a game five on Saturday. So that would be Saturday night. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony happens at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse same night.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't realize it was the same night.
Yeah.
So Cleveland is popping this weekend.
Yes. Browns play on Sunday. They've been gone for 3 weeks. Some people would like them to stay gone, at least through this season. But no, they're going to play on Sunday against the Bengals. Nick Chubb is going to play
on Sunday. I saw that.
Yeah,
he's back.
Q104.
I'm not okay, but it's all going to be all right.
Jelly Roll. He's going to be in town this weekend, too, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies.
I'm telling you, he just loves Cleveland. This is like the fourth time he's been here in 3 months.
I wonder who he's inducting. I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. Anyway, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Talking more about Sweetest Day, Kendra from Cleveland's on the line. Kendra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. Tell us about Sweetest Day and what you know.
So actually, I found out a few years ago that Sweetest Day is actually for men.
What do you mean?
So since women have Valentine's Day, men actually have Sweetest Day.
So you're supposed to get stuff for the men for Sweetest Day?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no. I don't have anything.
Yeah. So Sweetest Day is actually considered like Boyfriend's Day.
Oh. Oh, okay. So if you're married, you can basically ignore it?
No.
Oh.
Man, I was like, okay, cool. I'm off the hook then.
No, yeah, no. It's actually for men.
So are you in a relationship, Kendra?
I am, yeah.
And do you recognize Sweetest Day then with your SO?
Not really.
Okay, well.
Okay, then I don't feel so bad.
Why do you not find the importance of Sweetest Day then, Kendra? If it's for men, why are you not doing something for your man?
After so many years together, those holidays kind of don't, they lost their value.
Yeah, I don't think he needs another card.
I wouldn't even read the card.
You don't read cards?
I don't like cards. I will read it, but then I'll toss it.
What? I keep every card I've ever received.
Is that right?
Yes.
Women do, yes.
Yeah, I can't throw them away. It doesn't even matter if it's from somebody I don't like. I will keep it.
Yep.
Make sure you buy that card from American Greetings because it's a local company. And I also think they invented Sweetest Day.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure they did.
Of course.
Thank you, Kendra. I appreciate you listening this morning.
Oh, thank you. Have a good one.
I want to move on to Alyssa's perceived existential crisis that I believe she's going through. Here is my psychological profile on you right now.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
You just got married.
Mm-hmm.
Major, major change in your life is happening right now. And mm-hmm. so you feel the need to make a change, another change in your life. What is that change?
Well, it hit me last night. I want to cut bangs. Even saying the words, I'm like, man, every year I do this where I'm like, you know what would be fun? And it's always this time of year. I'm like, I should cut bangs. And you know, every single year, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. And then a year goes by and I'm like, that might be a good idea. Maybe I should give it another go. Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Do you cut your own bangs?
Yeah.
That would be insane
to
me.
Kitchen scissors, baby. Kitchen scissors.
Okay, so 216-474-0104. Is this normal for Alyssa? Is this normal behavior? Because
this is normal for women. I'm telling you that. Yes.
But I
do need somebody to talk me off the ledge. Because I was sitting there last night with my scissors like, should I go for it? I didn't. I really had some self-control, but I don't know that I'm going to have that control through the weekend.
I feel like I've spent adequate time with enough women in my life where I don't think this is normal. I don't ever remember anybody that I know going through this crisis of
cutting. Maybe you just didn't notice that the bangs were there.
Or maybe you just share a lot.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Maybe.
216-474-0104. Alyssa, should she cut her bangs or not?
Somebody please tell me no.
Is this a normal thing that women think about?
Yes.
Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa's thinking about making some changes to her face.
To my face, to my hair.
She wants to cut her bangs.
I literally have scissors right here. Bill said there's no scissors in the studio. I picked up a pair in my hand.
Well, you wouldn't do it in the studio right now. That would be psycho behavior.
I might.
Courtney in Cleveland, is this normal for Alyssa to be thinking about cutting her bangs? Because I think, this is just me talking, that because of all the change that Alyssa is experiencing in her life right now, she just has this need to keep changing things, and that's why she wants to cut her bangs.
Okay, well, first, to defend her, a hair change is very simple, and we can fix that. So, yes. I mean, if that's the smallest thing she's changing, I am with you. But coming from someone who is growing out a horrible haircut for the past year, just go to somebody, please.
Don't do it yourself.
Yeah, don't do it yourself.
Okay, so did you cut your hair yourself?
So I did, and then there's only so much that can be done once you do certain things where it needed to grow.
Why were you confident, Courtney, that you could handle this on your own?
Because all women are, Bill.
They are?
Yes. We all have this like moment where we think that we're like hairdressers, and we're like, I can do that. And then we get the scissors. And we try.
Well, it never looks bad. It's just not what we want it to look like, too. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, you probably do your bangs every year. It probably looks super cute, and then you just don't want to deal with it growing out, but it probably never looks bad.
Well, thank you for having such faith in me. Yeah, I really don't mind them. It's the growing out process, because I get sick of them after, I don't know, 2 weeks? And then, then they're stuck on my head, and I can't do anything with them.
All right, so what are you going to do?
Probably cut bangs.
You're going to cut bangs tonight. And you're going to do it. You're going to go to a professional, though, right?
I'm going to try to control myself. Courtney is inspiring me a little bit. I just needed somebody to talk a little bit of sense into me, but I can't make any promises.
Take Courtney's advice. She says she has a bad haircut right now because she tried to do it herself. If you're going to make that change,
it builds character.
Go to a professional.
No, cutting your own bangs builds character. It's a canon event. Don't interfere.
The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Thanks for hanging with us this morning.
It's good vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Danielle in Thompson. Where is Thompson, Danielle?
We are out just before you get to Ashtabula County in Geauga County.
Wow, thank you for listening so far away.
Absolutely, we love you guys.
Do you listen on the Odyssey app or on the radio?
Both. Just depends on what I'm doing. But I love my morning workout I get in with you guys.
Oh, she's working out? Oh, yeah.
When I just turned 50 this year, and you got to keep that muscle, and you're not going to keep it if you don't get in some weight.
Do you hear that, Bill? What? Do you hear that?
We appreciate it very much, Danielle. We hear you have a good vibe to share with us as well.
I have a great vibe. Today is the 15th anniversary of the most important 15 years of my life. My oldest daughter, Mila, is 15 today. It's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to her.
Right? Happy birthday, Mila. She's probably mortified if she gets to hear this. But she makes me and her dad so proud all day, every day. And we just had her conferences. I know how many parents go to 10th grade conferences. But we had her conferences last night, and every single one of her teachers said what a pleasure she is. And she's always so sweet and always so kind. And I it is just a pleasure to know that I have this young human being coming into the world to make it such a better place, and the important part that I got to play as her mama.
What special plans do you have with Mila today?
Well, we are going to have chicken tenders for dinner, and she wants cupcakes instead of a whole cake or whatever. And it's going to be nice. It's just going to be the five of us, our family, and then we'll do something bigger on the weekend. She's got a younger cousin, and his birthday was yesterday, so we're going to do a big family kind of party for her and Bobby in 2 weeks.
Very nice.
Oh, how fun. So 15, you said, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. So is she itching to get her learner's permit?
she just said to me, "Mama, we got to stop and get the book." And I said, "Baby girl, they don't have them. They don't do books anymore. You got to go online and find it."
They don't do books anymore?
No, because I have a niece, and she got her license a couple years ago, and she's like, "No, Auntie, you got to find it online."
You know what's crazy is that, like, I remember taking that test, and it was so hard. I don't think I would pass it again. Straight up.
That was the only thing I passed. I wanted, where we lived, that was all we had to look forward to, was getting the heck up out of here. So I had a license.
Well, there you go. Well, yeah. Tell her good luck whenever she starts studying up for the learner's permit, and happy birthday to her.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Danielle.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If it makes you happy, it makes us happy too. And we would love to hear about it. Good vibes every day on the Q Morning Show. 216-474-0104. It's Q104.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.